This is KCUR 89.3. Many people know the Federal Reserve Bank for its role in gathering data or setting interest rates. But the Kansas City Fed also supports community development, fostering innovation and entrepreneurship in the region's neighborhoods and towns. As part of our ongoing Innovation KC series, KCUR's Brian Ellison spoke with Del Gines, who works in the Fed's Omaha office, about how the bank's role in promoting innovation in Kansas City and beyond.
We consider ourselves a wholesaler. So, for example, we would work with small business organizations to help them understand what models are out there to help foster collaboration, to help deliver programming versus, let's say, the actual small business owner. So we help the people that help the people.
Your bio on the Fed website says you focus on innovative community development strategies to help transform rural and inner city communities. That seems like two entirely different jobs.
Well, the principles are the same. What I'm most nationally known for is entrepreneurship-led development, which is, you know, utilizing entrepreneurship as an economic development strategy. And so when you talk about rural and inner city, that's where there's a lot of similarities. So a lot of our small rural communities are suffering because of lack of economic growth, the outmigration of youth. Similar things are happening in inner cities as well. And so you apply the model differently, but the model itself at the highest level is very similar.
So walk me through that a little bit. Give me the thumbnail sketch of how that works, because it doesn't seem like in at least some of these environments, whether you're talking about a small rural community or an inner city setting, that you have the resources available to start a successful business and have the kind of customer base that makes a business successful.
Well, that's the beauty of globalism and the internet, is you're no longer bound geographically. There are geographic considerations to apply, but let's take East of Truce. You know, I'm not a Kansas City native, but East of Truce, I know, is your historically black, you know, community. I live in a historically black community in Omaha called North Omaha. Now, we actually are within, right now where I'm sitting, within a stone's throw of every single last resource that you would possibly need to create a strong and dynamic entrepreneurial environment. Rural is a little bit different because of, you know, population, decentralization, location, you know, the ability to, but you still now have opportunities to really connect through the internet in other ways. Like right now, somebody in rural Nebraska could sell to somebody in rural China.
You launched a project with the Fed called Econ Avenue. What is that?
Econ Avenue, we tried 4 years ago to do a different model of community economic development, because we said that the people that are most invested in the problem of their community and the economic challenges of their community are the ones that actually live there. And most of the time, those are the last people that are included in the process of leadership, organization, and the strategy creation to get them out of that process. So what we did was we organized the community early on, and we put them in a leadership role around three areas: housing, workforce, small business development. And then what we did is work to bring partners together with them to kind of enhance that environment. And it's been slow growing because it's a different way of thinking. So you're in the process of educating the community itself. You're in the process of educating the other stakeholders and other people invested in that process. But I think it's been rewarding, and we're launching some really super cool new programs. We're launching a program where we're going to do church-based entrepreneurship training and then connect them into the entrepreneurship ecosystem that we're developing. We're working on another program where we're working on workforce connectivity between the community that we serve, which is Northeast Kansas City, Kansas, and another community that has a lot of opportunities for jobs, but they just need higher training. So we're bringing in a bunch of partners to do that. So we get to do a lot of innovative things to kind of address some of the pervasive challenges of poverty in our community.
You said minority-owned businesses often turn towards service businesses, which require less capital to start, but often also have a more difficult time getting to the place of making significant profit.
I'll give you an example. So I did a series of focus groups last year with black women entrepreneurs, one of them in Kansas City, and then in five other cities. Most people don't know this, but black women are the fastest growing group of business owners in the nation. And when you control for population, it's not even close. So the second, statistically speaking, closest is the Hispanic women. But when you control for population growth, it's black women without a doubt. 75% of them are in two categories, which is healthcare and administrative services and other services. So you're talking about very heavily service-oriented industries. Now, even though they're growing fastest, the average sales are so much significantly lower than their white female counterparts and definitely male counterparts of any race. And that's in large part because of the difficulty to capitalize, the difficulty of those businesses to scale, and, you know, the fact that most of these are part-time businesses, so it's hard to overcome that hurdle rate. And so those are kind of the issues that we like to consider at the Fed, is we like to take a step back and look at it at a higher level and say, okay, what is actually happening with our respective populations or geographies, and what is the best way to help them organize or to help entities organize to address those situations?
You seem pretty passionate about this.
I love watching communities grow. I love watching businesses get off the ground. I love seeing people get enthusiastic about trying and starting something new. It's just what I do.
That was Del Gines, Senior Community Development Advisor for the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. He spoke with KCUR's Brian Ellison. You'll find more interviews from this series at kcur.org/innovationkc.